This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. Well, Iran has announced that it is enhancing and expanding its nuclear program. The United States and France have said there's no alternative but strong new international sanctions against Iran. And in fact, the U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says that Iran has rejected any overtures from Western countries, and a collective international will, he says, is needed to find a peaceful way to resolve the issue. The French foreign minister actually says that Iran's latest moves amount to blackmail. We're joined now by the BBC's John Lyon. He's our man in Iran, and he joins us from London. John, good morning.
Good morning.
What exactly are these newest pronouncements from Iran saying that they're enriching uranium, but not to the point at which they'd need to make a nuclear weapon? What exactly do they amount to?
Well, they're stepping up enrichment from the level which you need to make fuel for a normal nuclear plant, 3.5 to 5%, which you can't use to make weapons, up to 20%, which you still can't use to make weapons, but it gets closer and it's much quicker. If you had a 5% uranium in a stockpile, which Iran does, it would take a couple of years to turn that into weapons grade. That is, with all the ifs and buts, and you kick out all the inspectors and you create that fast. But in theory, in a couple of years, they could produce a bomb.
So what
now,
is it?
If they then have a stockpile of 20%, they could then, from that material, make a bomb in maybe as little as 6 months. So it makes it a very dangerous situation.
So what does Iran say that their purpose is?
Well, they're talking about providing fuel for a Tehran research reactor, which they say produces much-needed medical isotopes. I think the rest of the world is pretty sceptical and really thinks this is more of a bluster, really, because most experts think it would be very difficult for Iran, although it may be able to produce the 20% fuel, it won't be able to turn it into workable fuel rods, which would actually be useful in that plant.
Hey, this is the Defense Secretary Robert Gates speaking from France.
The key is persuading the Iranian leaders that their long-term best interests are best served by not having nuclear weapons.
How does one do that? How does one convince the Iranian government that they are best served by not having nuclear technology?
Well, the point is to convince them that to have a program, I think, that is clearly civilian and has enough guarantees, because the outside world insists that they don't have a problem with Iran having civilian technology, but they want more guarantees. The problem at the moment is that the Iranian government is not very susceptible to outside pressure. The real pressure on President Ahmadinejad is coming domestically from the opposition, who are going out in the streets again on Thursday, particularly from hardliners in his inner circle. So if he gives any sign of compromise, he just gets more trouble. So at the moment, it's really not worth his while compromising, even if he faces tough new sanctions.
Well, what kind of tough new sanctions would he be facing? What else do they have to threaten him with?
Well, there's some proposals going around the United Nations, particularly some interesting financial sanctions, including sanctions on the Iranian Central Bank, which, if they'd gotten through the UN, could be quite tough, but they got the problem of convincing China, and that is a big problem at the moment.
Who could veto any sanctions that they want to put forward, any at all?
That's right. They could veto or they could water the sanctions down to make them almost meaningless.
Okay, that's John Lyon. He's the BBC reporter from Iran. Thank you so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.